the more things your kids are involved in, the more things you now have become involved in, whether it's school, sports. There's always those opportunities where it's like, do you want to be a room mom? Do you want to do snack bar duty? Those like volunteer opportunities.
And I've seen it since I've worked with you. I've lived vicariously through you in that regard because you are always doing something.
Well, there's one mom who is going viral. She's calling herself the Venmo mom because she said, I'm not doing it. She has the internet a little divided, but take a listen to her reasoning.
I don't want to be on PTO, PTA, room mom, team mom. I don't want to do any of that. If the room mom needs money for everyone to participate, fine. I'll Venmo money right over. I even told one of the coaches today that I am a Venmo mom. So
she already dubbed something new, the Venmo mom. But I'm kind of torn on this. Because I've done it before, especially with baseball. If there's like snack bar duty or something, I've bought out where they give you the opportunity to like pay $25, someone will cover your shift. But when it comes to like the school and if I can volunteer to go for a field trip or something like that, like I don't mind doing that type of stuff.
I can't really judge here because my son lives in Wisconsin. I only see him about once a month for a week, but you do as much as you possibly can. I see that and I'm always impressed with that. And you're a great mum.
Her? Thank you.
She just sounds completely obnoxious. Like, her voice sounds, and I don't understand the point of her rant. It feels like she's after this viral media fame again because she even named it. I'm a Venmo mum. I'm proud of it. Let's let the internet go wild here because I'm going to be completely controversial and obnoxious.
Well, does it cover her, though? Because she's not saying, I'm not going to do it. Don't ask me. She says, I will help, but I'm only going to help financially. I'm not going to help with my time.
There was a point behind it, I guess, saying she will pay. I just don't understand why she had to go on the rant. Like, just keep paying. If you don't want to do it, there you go. No
because
problem.
Everybody does that for social media fame. But it did get me thinking, like, okay, is that a thing? Like, if you are a teacher or a coach or involved in some type of sports, are you okay with parents saying, I don't want to help, but I'll go ahead and pay? Because at some point, you have to have somebody to step up. We just did this with Colt's T-ball team. We had an emergency meeting because they didn't have a manager. Guess who had to step up? Art's now the coach.
Interesting point. I actually didn't think of it from a teacher's perspective and what they go through.
Yeah, and teachers need help in the classroom. And sometimes it's things that I don't need you to pay for it. I need an extra body to help me make copies or something like that.
So do you think this rant will just annoy them more?
I don't know. That's why I want to just throw it out there. What are your thoughts on parents or even, you know, guardians that want to be a Venmo parent? Okay. Don't want to actually physically help, but they'll supply money. Is that okay?
I'm fascinated by this. 888-4... What's our number?
888-431-3764.
When is the weekend?
The coffee is over there, guy.
Oh my gosh. Well, thank you to this mother for dividing the internet and give us something to talk about. She claims she's a Venmo mum, meaning she will pay for her kids to do whatever's needed, but she will not get involved in anything to do with their school, volunteer, anything like that.
I mean, at least she's doing something, but like me as a parent, I also want to be involved, especially when it comes to their classroom, if it's a field trip or something like that. But I get sometimes it gets to be a little much, especially if your kids are involved in a lot and if you have multiple kids.
I see you do it all day, every day, but you seem to really enjoy it, like you said.
I do. I mean, I like this perspective because I want to know how the teachers feel about this. 951 says, I'm a special education teacher. My favorite type of parent is the Starbucks parent. The parent who supplies us with Starbucks gift cards to keep myself and my aides going all year long. Shout out to my aides, Linda and Gracie, who are the best in the world.
That's totally my ex-wife and mother to my son. She's always giving them gift cards. I'm in full support of that as well.
Definitely. Jeff, what do you think about Venmo Mom?
I am a grandfather to two young daughters. I am involved in the PTA where they go to school. And no, it's not okay to pay. Those are your children. You have them involved in things. You need to find some time to volunteer.
Okay, we got a text here from the 714 says, I agree with Venmo Mom because I work in the medical field. I don't have the time to volunteer. Are there some professions that get a pass?
I am 75 years old. I run my own business. I work 60 hours a week. I am volunteering tonight at a Baptist school night for about 3 hours. Are there some professions that should get a pass? If you're a heart surgeon, you're a brain surgeon, fine. Otherwise, you can find the time. You do it, don't you?
I do. I'm in there flipping hot dogs in the snack bar. I'm at the classroom field trips.
I can vouch for her. I see it.
So, yes, if you're a brain surgeon or a heart surgeon, you might get a pass, in my opinion. But otherwise, they're your children or your grandchildren. Find the time.
Thanks for the call. We also haven't looked at from the kids' perspective either, like the 909 says here. Your kids will later remember that you were there helping in the classroom. That's also true, because I remember my parents being very active with my sporting events, but my parents' parents, my grandparents, were not active, and I know that they regret that to this day.
All right. What do you think about Venmo, Mom? Is this acceptable? You can call or text us, 888-431-3764. Well, kids have their own lingo, and now us parents have our own lingo, too. The new term, Venmo Mom, thanks to this mom who's going viral saying, I don't want to be involved in the actual activities at school or in my kids' sports, but I'll go ahead and financially help. Here's part of her video.
I don't want to be on PTO, PTA, room mom, team mom. I don't want to do any of that. If the room mom needs money for everyone to participate, fine. I'll Venmo money right over. I even told one of the coaches today that I am a Venmo mom, so...
There you go. There's your new term, Venmo mom.
Can there be two different things here? I don't want to do it, or I don't have the time to do it.
Well, of course, some people don't have the time with their work schedules and things like that. She is saying, I just don't want to do it.
Yeah, 714 just says she doesn't have the time. I'm out of the house 7 to 7, Monday to Friday, just to make ends meet and sometimes weekends. Absolutely no time. I give Starbucks gift cards. Plenty of parents have the time. Some of us aren't that lucky. It's not fair to judge.
Well, and I think that's looking at, you know, those teachers and things. I'm sure they appreciate whatever you do. And they need those parents, too, that are going to financially contribute versus, you know, having 15 parents standing in the room.
Right. I'm not judging anyone. I just like the way she said, I don't want to.
Yeah.
I don't have the time.
Holly and Marietta, what do you think about Venmo Mom?
I'm a sixth grade teacher and I'm calling about Venmo Mom.
I want a teacher's perspective. What do you think?
My personal feeling is Venmo Mom is involved because even if Venmo Mom is paying for the events, there's a lot of parents that won't pay for events and won't show up. She's at least doing half the job, and I'd appreciate that more than parents who do absolutely nothing.
Interesting.
That's a good perspective. Yeah, at least she's contributing some way.
Yeah, she's not abandoning her children. She's at least saying, hey, I know they have these events. Here, let me contribute financially. That goes a long way in some areas. I have a lot of families who can't afford to do either, and I'd appreciate the volunteer, but those families won't even volunteer.
Yeah, it looks like Venmo Mom is getting some support here. Like the 951 says, I appreciate Venmo Moms for a few reasons. Yes, she is involved to a certain degree. And sometimes the demands from the schools are unrealistic. So she's putting an end to those society demands.
That's well said. And you never know what situation someone is going through in their life as well.
Chris and Tanya Senna, what are your thoughts on Venmo Mom?
Sounds like she's just plainly lazy. I'm highly against it. My children are in activities. But I think the only ones that should really get a pass are the parents who have like a chronic illness or a disability that prevents them from doing it. But outside of that, if you have your children involved in sports, you need to be involved in that child's life too.
Check out this text from the 909 says, I have volunteered to coach my son's soccer team for the last 3 years. I love when parents help with the team needs, but not with coaching. Let me be the coach and you cheer.
I agree with that.
So it looks like, yeah, if you're in that position of being a coach or a teacher, they're okay with Venmo Mom.
Yeah, it sounds like it. You're a coach for a reason. Let them coach. You just bring them out and support them.
Yeah. Keep those Starbucks gift cards coming.
I could do with one too.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.